Hey there, welcome to Anchored Daily. I'm Sarah Landon, and we're reading through the book of Joshua. Do you have a favorite verse? Maybe a life verse that reminds you of God's goodness, encourages you through trouble, or brings you joy? I'm going to go out on a limb and guess it's not from Joshua 11. I mean, I suppose the beginning of verse 6 looks promising. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them," right? It's kind of like some of the earlier passages, except that it ends with, "For tomorrow at this time, I will give over all of them slain to Israel. You shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire." Maybe not life verse material. And on it goes in this narrative of Israel's conquest through the Promised Land. As we have seen in previous chapters, an alliance of kings has risen up against Israel. This time, it is a whole bunch of kings from Hazor, Madon, Shimron, and Achshaph, the northern hills, the Araba, the lowland, and to the west. Verse 4 calls it a great horde, in number like the sand that is on the seashore, with very many horses and chariots. This chapter is a little different than some we've seen in the past. After winning on the battlefield, the Israelites turn back to Hazor. Verse 11 says, "And they struck with the sword all who were in it, devoting them to destruction. There was none left that breathed. And he burned Hazor with fire." We're talking men, women, and children. People who weren't involved in battle, weren't defending themselves, the elderly, the infirm, pregnant, toddlers, burned to the ground. None left that breathed. How does a loving, merciful God not just allow or condone such actions, but seemingly direct them? Does reading these accounts give you pause? Discomfort? It did for me, and I didn't feel like I could speak on this chapter without addressing the elephant in the room. The Israelites committed genocide against the Canaanites. Let that sink in. It was the Lord's doing. You may disagree with my assessment, and I honestly encourage you to do so. In fact, talk about it with someone, wrestle with the text, read some perspectives on it. I read a book called Show Them No Mercy. It's a collection of four views of God and the Canaanite genocide. Not even well-studied scholars agree on this, by the way. But this is kind of what I've come to in my reading and reflection. The question isn't why God allows good people to suffer. The question is why he allows any of us, deserving of punishment and death, to have the abundant lives we most definitely do not deserve. What is true is that God is loving and just. According to Romans, the wages of sin is death. It was guaranteed in the garden from the beginning, and we see that incremental death in our corrupted world. Also in Romans, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are all born under Adam and carry his sin from our first breath to our last. God's just consequence for our sin is death. In addition to our deserved punishment, God has been clear since Moses outlined his directives in Deuteronomy that the people of Canaan would cause Israel to fall away, to break the first and then subsequently the entirety of God's commandments. God has created this people for his own and was trying to protect and preserve them from the tempting allure of idolatry. Is genocide serious? Yeah. But it reminds me that sin is serious. God is truly a jealous God and wants us to cling to him, not because he's an angry tyrant, but because he knows that we will find our best in him. Sin will carry us away. As Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, "If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away, for it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell." We tend to shy away from talking about sin, but it's a necessary part of following Jesus, the one who died to pay for our many sins. If our sins aren't so bad, then Jesus' sacrifice wasn't so meaningful. Sin is serious, and it's healthy for us to make a habit of recognizing our sin, confessing it to God, and maybe confessing it to our close Christian brothers and sisters. Do you have a habit of confession? Maybe a good start is to confess that you haven't taken a look at your sin in a while. And then seeing your sin, Jesus' payment with his own blood shines precious and dear. We seek to cling to the God who saves and pull down the idols in our life. Sin is serious, but Jesus was serious about saving us. Praise God for his sacrifice. Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord, it pains me to see the death and destruction necessary for the Israelites to inhabit God's promises for them. Let my sin pain me that I may cling to you and walk in the holy life that you want for me through Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today. If you want to check out more podcasts just like this, you can go to bethel.ch and you'll find amazing selections of podcasts and much more. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can email us with podcasts@bethel.ch. See you next time.